Nearly 75 cattlemen gathered in the east central part of the state for the North Dakota Stockmen's Association feedlot tour. The first stop of the day was near Grace City at Top Angus. When designing his feed yard layout in 2014, owner Paul Top was able to utilize an existing ranch. One unique feature of the facility is a water-spreading containment system.
The whole design was done in a way that it was very ranch-friendly economically and just the ease of use of it. We don't have a clay base here to work with to develop a holding pond. We went with the water-spreading because we had the right slope to utilize the runoff for grasses that we graze. We do some fall calving. There's no excess standing water.
The tour also made a stop at Spickler Ranch North near Glenfield. Owner Justin Spickler designed the feedlot to work with the James River that runs right along the ranch.
You could cast a fishing rod out the back window of our house, and so our ranch was growing in numbers, and it was getting increasingly important to keep our runoff contained. And so when the opportunity came to build a dike and put a feedlot on it, then we decided we needed to do that. And it's a really unique location to be this close to the river and yet have a feedlot.
The tour concluded near Leeds at the Kenner Simmental Ranch, which represented a complete relocation of the old facility to a new one. Reporting Agriculture's Business from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Feedlot Tour, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.